Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with some local education folks who are gearing up for the new school year. Round County Superintendent John Maxey, along with Abby White, the new principal at McBrayer Elementary, and Julia Rawlings, the new assistant superintendent here in Round County. Thank you all so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Now, the first day of school is quickly approaching August 8th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I was just making sure that I'm not giving the wrong date right to start with.
Nope, that's correct.
So you guys have been really busy. Mr. Maxey, I wanted to start with you. The last time we had you on this show, we talked about the old Maysville Community and Technical College building that's getting a new life with Round County Schools. Tell me a little bit about where we are with that project.
Okay. Well, we just had our pre-bid meeting with contractors, and we're taking bids at this time. And all those bids will be back in on July the 31st. And then we're hoping to award a bid early in August and so they can go ahead and get started quickly. But that'll be a pretty big undertaking because we have the preschool center will be moving into that facility along with the central office and also our alternative school. So it's a pretty extensive renovation project. That building, when we received it from KCTCS, and they just recently completely moved out. But when we received it, it was in really good condition. However, it doesn't meet the programming needs of like a new preschool facility. Mm. So we, in the central office area, which will be located in the front part of the building, there's not a lot of renovation we're going to do there, mostly just paint and carpet and those types of things. But the center section of that building is where the preschool center will be. And it'll be an extensive renovation, that area. That whole area will pretty much be gutted and rebuilt so that it'll meet the programming needs of preschool because they have a lot of regulations and things. Like, for instance, every classroom has to have access to a restroom and those types of things. So,
and they have to be little ones, too, for
that's
little
right.
restrooms for those little people.
That's exactly right. So that project is moving along quickly, and we're planning to possibly move central office out there like in the January, February time frame, possibly. But the preschool center won't be ready until next school year. Mm. But so it'll take it's going to be an 11-month project or so by the time they get started and finished.
Yeah. I know that when we had talked last, you guys had talked about possibly going ahead and moving the central offices up there.
That's right.
But I guess it would probably be better just to wait until they get some of that construction
Correct.
Out of the way.
Well, we had contemplated that because we knew there wasn't a lot of work had to be done there. But when we looked at the scale and scope of the project, we felt like it'd be cost beneficial to us to just wait and do it all at the same time with that renovation. So that way, when contractors are already in there doing the other part of the building, they can go in central office and do that piece. So we get a little bit of with the scale of it, we get a little bit of benefit there. So we're looking forward to getting moved out there. That'll put, the central office right there in the center of our main campus and give us access to our schools a little quicker and parents a little quicker access to us.
Now, is there any other facility upgrades that are happening in the district?
We do have a lot of extensive upgrades across the district. We have at Clearfield Elementary, we've replaced the roof over the cafeteria and lunchroom. And we just had that finished a couple of weeks ago, and we had a few leaks in that area, and that roof was getting in bad shape, so we replaced that. And then another big benefit to the students at Clearfield is we replaced the chiller unit for the air conditioning system out there. It was really aging, and we were having trouble for the last several years keeping that air conditioning going. And as the teachers and students can attest out there, there was a lot of times that air would be off for 2 or 3 days at a time until we got it back up. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will resolve all those issues and they'll have a good, comfortable building to go into and have a new roof on that particular area. So Clearfield is going to be in really good shape. At Rodburn Elementary, we're replacing the portable classroom that's located out back. And for students and staff that's familiar with that area, we had a portable classroom out back that was getting in really bad shape. They're in the process of moving that this week, and we're putting in another unit back there in the portable classroom. And then at McBrayer Elementary, we are replacing the gym lighting with LED lighting.
Okay.
We replaced that last year over at the high school. We put new LED lighting in our gymnasium. We get not only better lighting, but we also get the benefits of energy cost is reduced. So they're a lot more energy efficient with the LED lighting. So that project, TJ Trent and Trent's Electric will be completing that project for us in the next week or so. And then we've done several building upgrades as far as painting, and all of our summer crews have been cleaning, and I'd like to compliment those at this time because they've worked around the clock to get these buildings in good shape. And our students and staff will be able to come into a nice, clean facility thanks to all those individuals who worked all summer trying to get those ready. You know, I'm excited about that. And then the last thing that I want to mention is we're putting a new scoreboard on the football field.
Okay.
And our scoreboard out there, we were having some trouble with it, some electronic trouble, and then it had faded really bad in the sun. So we had several corporate sponsors that helped us to get a new scoreboard out there. One of those is Pax Walker.
Mm-hmm.
They are sponsoring it. We've got Pax, Pax Walker, but then we've got Kentucky Bank and Walmart, and Kentucky Farm Bureau is helping us to pay for that cost of the new scoreboard out there, and we'll have their advertising around on the field and our sports facilities across the district. But we certainly want to give a thanks to all those people who helped to keep us going throughout the year, and those people, Walmart, Kentucky Bank, Kentucky Farm Bureau, and Pax Walker have been great business partners to the school district throughout the years, and I just want to say thank you to them.
Yeah, I know the facility at the where the football and soccer sports complex mm-hmm. is happening is all brand new, and there's a lot of activity out there already. I know that the dead period was over recently, and mm-hmm. there's all the sports teams are already practicing and getting ready for their big fall sports.
I was out there this morning, and the band and football team, everybody mm-hmm. was out there in full swing. Soccer is starting back tonight. So it's really going to be busy out there on that campus in the next few weeks.
Now, you had talked about some additional resource officers that are going to be coming into the district. Are they currently out there while those camps and things and practices are happening?
Or? We have not finalized that yet. They'll probably start in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But we are thankful to our Sheriff's Department, who's worked in conjunction with us and our school safety grant, but we are putting an additional resource officer out there on the campus, and they will come in later in the day. They'll come in from about 11 to 12, depending on the need, and then they'll stay later in the afternoon till about 7 or 8 in the afternoon to try and help us cover all the activities on that campus. And during the day, they're going to rotate out through our elementary schools to help us there. So that'll give us 3 full-time resource officers in the district. So we're really excited about that. And then we've been also doing some part-time additional help out there at our elementary schools with some people in the sheriff's office that want to come in work on a part-time basis. So last year, we had several of those officers rotating out in our elementary schools out in the county, like to help cover Tilden Hogg and Rodburn and Clearfields, and we'll still continue that. So we'll have 3 full-time, but then a part-time person floating around at those elementary. So really feel good about going into this school year, about our school safety initiatives that we've got.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn Blair there at the district office is our school safety coordinator for the district, but there's lots of changes going on with school safety. You may have heard some of that came through the legislature in the last session. So there are several enhancements to school safety, and we've already been meeting a whole lot of those. So I feel really good going into the school year starting out that we've got some good plans in place for our school safety.
It sounds like it. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Boogie on down for 70s dancing lessons at the Gateway Regional Arts Center on Wednesday, August 21st. Presented by the Sterling Academy of Dance, boogie down and learn cool dance moves from the 1970s. Everyone is welcome. Cost is $5 per person. Lessons begin at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, August 21st at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. More information online at grackentucky.org.
And welcome back to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Rowan County Superintendent John Maxey, Abby White, the new principal at McBrayer Elementary, and Julia Rawlings, the new assistant superintendent here in Rowan County. Now, Ms. White, you'll be right across the street from the facility, from the high school. You'll be at McBrayer Elementary.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your background. You're originally from Rowan County.
I am. I grew up here. I actually attended school at Tilden Hogg Elementary and grew up on Big Brushy Road.
Okay.
And I left Rowan County in 1990. And then I spent some time in Lee County, and there I taught second and third grades, and I also was a youth service center director for 4 years. And then when I went to Madison County, I had experience teaching second and third, fourth grades, and then I became a principal at Glen Marshall Elementary in 2011, and I served as principal there until last year when I started my work with the Kentucky Department of Education. And I was assigned to some elementary schools in Louisville and as an educational recovery leader. So I've been doing work there until recently. I decided to come back home and spend some time with my family and be closer to all of them. And saw the position posted at McBrayer, decided to apply, and was very honored to have an interview and be given the opportunity to serve as principal there.
Very cool. It's always nice to come home.
Yes, it is.
What are some of the things that you're going to be focusing on this school year?
Well, to get us started, I'm definitely going to be working on relationships. I want to spend time getting to not only know the staff, but also the parents and the students. And looking at what systems are currently in place and maybe revamping a few things logistically that might work better with my leadership style, and mainly focusing on instruction and curriculum. And working closely with Ms. Rollins and Mr. Maxey and other instructional leaders in the district to make sure our curriculum's aligned and instructional focus is there. But just to get the school year up and running and really get in there with the classes and get to spend time with the teachers and the students and get to know the personnel a lot better and the families.
Now you're going to have a lot of... You're going to have quite a few new faces at that facility that are going to be starting with you as well.
Yes, that's correct. There have been a few teachers hired and currently in the process of filling the guidance counselor vacancy. So I will not be the only new face there. So there'll be some others there as well.
I feel like when you go into a facility, as especially in a leadership role, it's always hard to implement change. You don't want to go in and make changes for the sake of change, but
right.
Then you know what works best for you and how you want things to go. But it's nice when everybody's on the same page as far
exactly.
as having a few people who are also new.
It's definitely a balancing act. You know, you're exactly right. Knowing what to change and what not to change. And I'm going to have to spend a great deal of time observing and getting to see what's working and what's not working. And so no major changes at the beginning, and may not be any at all, but definitely just reevaluating things and seeing if there are things that need to be changed and how to go about those and involving the teachers in that process if change does need to occur.
That's a tough one to go in on. I do not envy you for that at all. Now, Ms. Rawlings, you're the new assistant superintendent, and you'll be focusing on instruction. But you're coming to us from Fleming County.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you did over there.
For the last 11 years, I've been at the Kentucky Department of Education. But prior to that, I was a central office administrator in Fleming County. And I always say my heart was my high school biology teaching days because that's my love and passion. But in the last 11 years, I have been overseeing the work in the lowest performing schools in the state. And so, as Abby mentioned, her being an education recovery leader, we go into those bottom 5% schools and develop plans and help them implement those to basically turn around the school.
So you both are probably going to be using some of those skills that you learned in those positions to help Rowan County, even though Rowan's not at all close to the bottom 5%, but you can still implement those tools.
Yes, absolutely. And so that's part of what I've been doing lately is, as Abby said, I've been evaluating where we are And the one thing that I feel like I bring to the table is a systems approach, mm-hmm. To where we're a very aligned district, and we're very cohesive in the work we do, so that it's not every school working independently, but there is a structure in place that supports all schools from the central office.
Very cool. Now, is there any particular things that you're like, okay, that's on my priority list? Like,
so knowing that curriculum, instruction, and assessment are basically what I hang my hat on, mm-hmm. What I want to bring is simplicity to the work, clarity, but more importantly, a laser-like focus to where we need to focus our attention. And so, as Abby mentioned, instruction is going to be a big part of the work that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must be coming in the summer and there's not instruction happening, so you're just gearing up to go on day one, though. You'll be ready to start the evaluation.
I have put a calendar invite for the first day of school, and it says, woohoo, kids are coming. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, can't wait to get into all of the buildings to see what's going on in K through 12.
Yeah. And there's a lot of students. Do we have an influx of? I mean, do we know about numbers? I'm a member of several social media pages dealing with the school systems having children in Round County School District. So I see some of the posts like, please register your children for classes. Mm-hmm. Let's remind people now. Please register your children for classes.
That's right. We have an online registration system, mm-hmm. OLR as we refer it to, but it really makes the registration process much more simplified for parents. And just a few years ago, I know you had students in the school system and you would get sent home this huge packet of information, and it was a lot of redundant information you just have to completely fill out from scratch on every child. Mm-hmm. And so that takes all of that out, makes it much more simplistic. And if you're a parent out there that doesn't have access to a computer or internet, we set up stations in each school. We also have sessions at the central office where parents can come in, and we'll have an individual that will help you register them online. And once you do that, each year it will make it much more simpler to come in and re-register your child. So if there's anybody out there that needs any help, just contact our central office and we'll get you set up with a computer and workstation and get you signed up.
Why is it so important as a mom, it's annoying to have to register your kid every year. But tell me why we have to do that.
Well, there's a lot of information out there. A lot of kids are transient in the district and change addresses, and they live with different individuals and their family. So it's very important we keep good current information on them. Also, there's always questions on there if a student has developed any kind of health issues over the summer, that type of thing that we need to know about. So it helps keep all of our records up to date, and we can give the best services to that child.
Now, at this time, are you anticipating that you're going to have more students than last year, less students, or at this point, can you even tell that?
We kind of keep track of that as closely as we can, and we're one of the few counties in Kentucky that is actually showing growth, actually Eastern Kentucky, that's showing growth. Mm-hmm. Many districts have a lot of declining enrollment due to a loss of industry in the coal business and different types of things. And we actually have shown just a small growth, which isn't significant, but over the last year or two, we've picked up about 40 students district-wide, and we are seeing a little bit of increase in our kindergarten registration, but our numbers are probably going to be very close to what we had last year. What we're projecting right now, we didn't have to add any additional teachers or anything, but we'll never know those exact numbers until the first day and see who actually shows up. Mm-hmm. And on that first day, we will actually take a hard count of every student that is there. And any students that's in our system that doesn't show up, we'll be tracking them down to see where they're at. But we won't have a final number until that first couple of days of school when everything kind of settles out. But right now, I would project our numbers to be very close to what they would last year. If we go up any, it'll probably just be, 10 or 15 kids, something like that. Mm-hmm. But we're hopeful that with the new jobs coming into the county, that we may pick up some additional kids, yeah. With the Apple Harvest Project and that type of thing. Hopefully, we'll bring in some additional families.
Yeah, I know that App Harvest is supposed to have almost 300 jobs, and then the additional 200 plus jobs with the new cooperage that's right across the street there in that 801 corridor.
Right.
There's a new asphalt plant coming into town that's supposed to have like 15 to 20 additional jobs. And with that growth, I mean, if you think about the type of jobs that they're having, we can anticipate that those are going to be young families or young single people who turn into young families eventually. So I feel like that there will be a big surge, you know, within the next 5 years of new students in Round County School System.
We're excited about App Harvest because we're partnering with them right away to put in a greenhouse, a modular greenhouse at our high school. And they've already been setting up, you know, the work as far as paperwork and that type of thing to get that project in place. And they'll be working with our agriculture students there at the school. And this is a self-contained greenhouse that actually mimics a lot of the processes that they'll have on site out there at the App Harvest facility. So we are excited about that partnership.
That I had heard that they had contacted the school, but I didn't know exactly what they had talked about. It seems like a really interesting thing that they're going to be putting out there on 801 that's going to change tourism and add jobs and all the good things.
It is.
And I didn't know if they were just going to like give you guys tomatoes and cucumbers or what.
No, we'll be able to grow our own there on site at school. And this is a utilizing hydroponics and grow lights. It's actually a facility that can grow year-round, and our students will get the benefit of working with an on-site advisor from App Harvest that'll come out and help advise the kids as well. So it's a really exciting project that I think we'll see some real benefits from. We're still deciding about the produce that we'll produce from that, how we'll utilize it, but it's possible that we could utilize that in our own cafeteria.
We're still exploring
that idea.
I know right now there's only 1 in 10 Americans that get enough fruit and vegetables every day, so it would be really awesome to see access to fresh fruit and vegetables in the school. And I know, you know, kids always complain about lunch. Anything to change it up a little bit.
Always.
You could serve pizza and chocolate milk every day and they would still complain about lunch, I think.
That's right. Well, we're still fortunate this year. Lunch will be free for every student, so we're excited about that. And we will be providing a dinner program in the afternoons out there at the high school again. We'll be utilizing
that. That was something new last year, and definitely my teenager enjoyed that particular thing. He would grab food on the way out.
Yeah, it's really a big benefit. And anyone that's been out on our campus in the afternoon knows that it's a very happening place. We have lots of activities going on and lots of students on that campus, so they can take advantage of having that free meal in the afternoons.
Now, it was at the high school. Are you doing it at any of the other facilities this time?
We haven't right now. We're exploring that, but we are making available to any middle school students. We're making arrangements so they can go over to the high school and take advantage of that program if they'd like.
Very cool. I know that there's, because of the demographics of Rowan County, that there are kids in the community that are food insecure.
True.
And that really helps them get through the evening sometimes. It's upsetting that that is an issue that we even have to address, but I think that's the reality of so many students.
Right.
I'm glad you guys are taking the time to address that issue. And guys, that's really all the time we have on Open Mic today. I really appreciate you all coming in. Superintendent John Maxey, Round County Schools, Abby White, the new principal at McBrayer Elementary, and Julia Rawlings, the new assistant superintendent here in Round County. Thank you all for coming in.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great first day of school, and I hope the school year goes smoothly, and hopefully we can have you guys back on the show sometime really soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.